Russia and China have rotated out of the Human Rights Council. We have seen within the UN system growing support for adopting additional measures to address the human rights situation in North Korea and to seek redress. For the past few years, votes in favor of UN General Assembly resolutions addressing the North Korean human rights situation have been on the increase, while votes against such resolutions or abstentions have been on the decrease. And what we saw in December 2012 was a General Assembly resolution addressing North Korean human rights passing by consensus. The stars seem to have aligned. Certainly, the signal sent by UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Mrs. Pillay, was extraordinarily important. That was actually the first stand-alone statement ever made by a UN High Commissioner for Human Rights on North Korea. The challenge before that had been certainly that UN agencies, including the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, do not have access inside the country. But what has changed is that there have been numerous North Koreans leaving the country since the Great Famine that hit North Korea in the 1990s. There are now more than 30,000 North Koreans known to be living in other countries. 25,000 of them are in South Korea. They have provided valuable testimony, valuable evidence, to the extent that the UN High Commissioner was persuaded, made this very important statement. We have learned about the support of EU states, Japan, for the establishment of a UN Commission of Inquiry. And now, finally, we have had this statement by State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland, stating that the United States supports the establishment of enhanced mechanisms of inquiry into the DPRK's human rights violations at the UN Human Rights Council's upcoming session.
What do you hope the Council will agree to?
It is necessary to establish this commission of inquiry because the human rights situation in North Korea continues to remain abysmal, because North Korea has violated not only the rights of millions upon millions of its own people, not only because North Korea is still detaining between 150 and 200,000 people in its political prison camp system and its gulag system, often three generations of the same family, but also because North Korea has violated the rights of thousands of foreigners who were abducted.
Let me ask you about the Commission of Inquiry. How would it operate?
A Commission of Inquiry would be composed of a group of independent, eminent scholars, eminent persons, eminent experts appointed by the UN and mandated to establish the facts and make recommendations on how to respond to the North Korean human rights violations. The findings of a UN Commission of Inquiry are generally published and also publicly presented. Generally, UN Commissions of Inquiry help shed light on the truth, help give voice to the victims, and help push for accountability for the violations that have been committed.